You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Survey asked 9,400 Americans how interested they would be in being in an open relationship.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about bringing that up with Nicole?
Not at this point. It's a lot of work.
Do you think down the road it might be kind
maybe
of a...
to spice things up? Sure.
Let me ask you this.
No.
Just imagine for a second that you come home from work today. Mm-hmm. And Nicole says,
I have an idea.
I want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
I've been thinking, and I thought maybe if you're not opposed to it, that you would at least be open-minded and consider us being in an open relationship.
No. Who is it, though? Do you have a picture?
Well, get a load of this. Out of the almost 10,000 people that they asked, 28% say they'd be interested in that.
Okay.
Probably that's more than one in four.
It's probably of a different younger generation, though, right? I would think. It's probably the younger people that are a little more adventurous.
Yeah, mostly people under the age of 34.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's also because, let's face it, when people get older, because they're talking about over 55 are not as interested. But, I mean, up until, you know, because after 55, you're like you said, you're like, I don't have time for that.
It sounds exhausting, doesn't it?
Right. I got things to do. But, I mean, even people listening right now in their 40s, they're all over this idea.
Hmm.
So it was only 52%. Only 52% have zero interest. In other words, if you're listening to this show right now, which you are, hi, and you're in a relationship, it is a coin flip whether or not your partner is totally against this idea or not.
So bring it up tonight with them. See, see where they stand on this.
Yeah, just, you know, you're kind of passing,
casually.
You know, you're passing the gravy and you say, you know, I was listening to the boys this morning and they talked about something really interesting.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on?
It's a coin
happy?
Flip.
Are you
and
happy?
I didn't know that. I guarantee you this survey 20 years ago would have been drastically different. So now I want you to project another 20 years down the road. Like when your kids are in prime relationship years, they'll be between 30 and 40 at that time. This is going to be...
You'll be tearing it up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Might be jealous.
What else is trending right now?
Well, let's scoot on up here to the celebrity
stuff. By the
way,
let me go back for 1 second. I have friends of mine who are in open relationships.
Huh.
And
hey, if it's working for them, it's working for them. Whatever.
They don't have a bad thing to say about it.
Live your life. Why not? Speaking of getting freaky deaky, it's funny because this story's out this morning, and this is like the main... One of the main points in this story, the Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, his house is for sale. His original house that he lived in Pittsburgh. It's on the market, $850,000.
Wouldn't you think that would be more for Mr. Rogers' house?
I mean, it looks like an $850,000
house. Or is it a dump?
It's not bad looking at all. But one of the selling features or lines in this story is like, you're buying a house that Mr. Rogers got freaky deaky in. Is that appealing to a lot of people? I mean, he had a couple of kids.
He was in an open relationship, too.
He had a couple of kids, and you're essentially...
Just kidding.
You have no idea. I don't know. It's just that would be weird sitting in Mr. Rogers' house knowing that went on in there, you know, because he's so wholesome and kind and, you know. It's weird enough that his mailman is named Mr. McFeely. It's weird enough.
It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it was. What else is going on? There's this thing about best states in America that's out this morning, and they pulled thousands of people. And I like how they did this one because they did head-to-head matchups. So they put
brackets.
Yeah, they put like California against Texas or Wyoming against Hawaii and da-da-da-da-da all the way down. You know, they did a bunch of brackets and narrowed it down, and they came up with the 10 most popular states. Of course, Hawaii came in number one because it's just so beautiful. It's far away. I wouldn't want to live there, but it is beautiful.
No, I said they were far and away.
Well, it's also very far and away from our state.
Jeremy's like, yeah, they are far.
They are far. They're way out in the ocean.
Let me rephrase. I thought clear cut number one.
I thought you meant that they're far and away, and it's nice to get out of, like, you know, the landlocked states here. Anyway,
where my son lives now for the last
year. That's right.
They love it.
I bet. The big takeaway from this, though, Colorado came in second.
Check it out.
Check it out,
and
bro.
And really, why not? I mean, everybody loves Colorado.
It is so nice here. We're getting a little quirky on some things, but I do still
love it.
What
do you have the biggest problem with?
Well, let's move on.
See, I know how to make it
comfortable. Here's a few things, Dom.
Bless your heart.
We are a dog state, so this might appeal to some people. Bush Beer just announced that they want to hire a dog as their new CTO, which is a chief tasting officer, to try their non-alcoholic beer for dogs, which is called Dog Brew. It's going to be the face of the brand of this little dog that they choose.
More like the butt of the brand.
I know.
The winning beer will be the one that tastes most like butt.
Or cat poop. Yeah, cat poop. Yes. The dog's going to get paid $20,000 for the job, so you might want to apply for this. You just have to tweet a picture of your dog and their qualifications to Bush Beer, and then they'll narrow it down.
I don't know.
And then speaking of drinking, White Claw is coming out with new seltzers that have more alcohol. They're called White Claw Surge.
That's what we need.
8% alcohol by volume. Cranberry and blood orange hitting the stores right now. So if you
I've never tried that.
Get your drink on. They're fine. And then here's your Fat America new item at IHOP. It's an Oreo and bacon waffle sundae. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd try this.
It's a Belgian waffle stuffed with Oreo cookies.
Yeah.
And then they put candied bacon and ice cream on top. And then you immediately go into cardiac arrest.
I think I would do that. I would have them hold the bacon. That to me
hold the bacon.
Yeah, I would have bacon on the side as something else. But for this, the Oreo stuffed waffle with ice cream on it, you're good just there. Just pour some chocolate syrup over it and call it good.
Oh yeah, because it needs more. It needs more on there. Put some
well, I took the bacon off. What do you want?
And then put some whipped cream on and some sprinkles too while you're at it. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's a feel-good clickbait today. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. It's another one of those videos where people are leaving snacks out for the delivery drivers. And this guy was so thankful that he had some granola bars and some Pringles and stuff. And I love doing this personally, and I love seeing the videos of people being happy. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.